The Stark County Coroner's Office has identified a man who died in a fire in Canton Thursday afternoon. 41-year-old Brian Wakefield was found unconscious inside a shed at his home in the 2600 block of Kirby Avenue Northeast after firefighters responded around 5:20. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigator Tammy Wilkes says the preliminary cause of death is burns and smoke inhalation, with toxicology tests pending. The fire's cause remains under investigation. A second suspect has now been arraigned in connection with a death in Canton. 34-year-old Sierra Talmadge of Canton pleaded not guilty today in Stark County Common Pleas Court. She is charged with involuntary manslaughter and failing to provide care for a functionally impaired person. Talmadge and 59-year-old Phyllis Green of Canton are accused of failing to properly care for 71-year-old Lola Streetman, leading to her May 2021 death. Talmadge and Green have pretrial hearings scheduled for Wednesday. Green also has pleaded not guilty. Attempted murder is among the charges against a Canton man now in custody following a Stark County grand jury indictment. 30-year-old Devontae Pritchard was arrested Thursday and is scheduled for arraignment today in Common Pleas Court. Police say the October 30th incident in the 700 block of High Avenue Southwest involved 63-year-old Craig Benson of Canton being repeatedly struck, kicked, and robbed while a gun was displayed. Benson was knocked unconscious during the attack, which was caught on video. Pritchard also faces charges including aggravated robbery and felonious assault. An Elyria woman is jailed in connection with a series of alleged threats and harassment. 21-year-old Jocelyn Shepard was arrested Thursday and booked into the Stark County Jail after being indicted by a grand jury on charges including retaliation, menacing by stalking, and telecommunications harassment. The alleged activity occurred between September 26th and October 11th and involved repeated calls and text messages, along with threatening statements that caused a woman and her wife to fear for their safety. Shepard was previously convicted of assaulting one of the women while the victim was working at the county jail in 2023 and was later convicted of threatening the same woman. The EPA says the Canton area now meets federal air quality standards for lead. The agency is proposing to redesignate the area to attainment after airborne lead levels dropped 98% since 2023. Officials say the improvement follows efforts by the state and local agencies, including reducing emissions from the now-closed Republic Steel facility. Monitoring shows lead levels have remained well below federal limits since late 2023. EPA will now open a 30-day public comment period before making a final decision. Washington Township trustees have approved a one-year moratorium on new data center projects. Officials say the 12-month pause will allow time to develop zoning rules specific to data centers. The decision came during Monday's meeting, where residents also asked questions about potential projects. In other business, trustees approved Summer Park Services, addressed a property nuisance complaint on Anderson Avenue, and reported 52 fire calls in March. A Latonia woman accused of threatening a school will face a reduced charge in municipal court. A Columbiana County grand jury indicted 37-year-old Aaron McGuire on misdemeanor aggravated menacing, down from a felony terroristic threat charge. She allegedly told two students January 13th she would blow up the Latonia K-12 school. Police said McGuire was unhappy about changes to bus routes. The case has been transferred to municipal court. A gas leak forced the evacuation of a nursing facility in East Liverpool Thursday morning. Firefighters say construction crews struck a gas line near Valley Oaks Care Center on Selford Street just after 11:40. Crews detected gas inside the building and evacuated patients. The leak was brought under control. Five residents were taken to the hospital as a precaution. No one was hurt. A Howland man is facing multiple felony charges after being arrested Wednesday afternoon in Beaver Township during a human trafficking investigation. Police say 52-year-old Jason Moore was taken into custody after arriving to meet someone he had been chatting with online. The arrest was made by Township Police and the Mahoning Valley Human Trafficking Task Force. Moore faces charges including attempted unlawful sexual conduct with a minor, importuning, and possession of criminal tools. He's expected to be arraigned today in Mahoning County Court. Barry Wallace has been sentenced to nearly 6 years in federal prison for running a drug operation out of a home in Youngstown. Federal prosecutors say the 32-year-old Howland man used a Glenwood Avenue house to store and sell cocaine, fentanyl, and methamphetamine between 2021 and 2023. He received a 70-month sentence after pleading guilty to drug conspiracy and maintaining a drug-involved premises. Wallace was one of 8 people charged in the case, all of whom have now pleaded guilty. A section of brick facade has fallen from the city-owned 20 Federal Place building in downtown Youngstown. City officials say the bricks came down from multiple floors on the east side of the vacant 9-story structure and landed on a nearby building. The Vindicator reports the issue was discovered last month. A contractor was called in to remove loose bricks and stabilize the area to prevent any further damage. The building has been empty for nearly 4 years and has experienced ongoing structural issues. A Howland bar is facing liquor permit action after an illegal gambling investigation. The Ohio Investigative Unit says it executed a search warrant Wednesday at the Holiday Bar on Elm Road, seizing 6 gambling machines and more than $2,300. WKBN-TV reports no one has been charged yet, but gambling charges are pending. The bar now faces 4 administrative citations before the State Liquor Control Commission. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.